Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, little Stevie Ray, bringing you back to a little SRV, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me still. I've got one more segment I want to share some thoughts with you that I have on my mind. I want you to think about this with me, folks. I'm worried about our country. I'm worried about the United States of America. And I'm going to use one specific example, one particular area that I'm concerned about, and that is the presidency. Now, you've heard me say before that I didn't vote for President Trump in the primary, but I did vote for him in the election. I've admitted that, and the reason I did was because he'd made a payroll. I like that. He did not like Obamacare. I like that. He promised to do something about regulations. I like that. So I liked a lot of the things he talked about. I didn't like everything he talked about. You may have noticed that I've written articles specifically calling Donald Trump out about some things he's done years ago, when he was just a business owner, some of his small business practices. I called him out on some of those things. So I've been intellectually honest about this, about that man since for a long time. But here's what we have to remember, folks. He was the duly elected president. He is the duly elected president of the United States. We have a system. He ran in that system. He beat 16 or 17 other people. And he won. Now, I don't want to hear about any kind of popular vote. That's irrelevant. The system that we have is how he ran. He mounted his campaign, and he won. Now, whether you like him or not, some things I like about him, some things I don't like about him. Some things make me, he makes me want to pull my hair out, some of the things he does. Some of the things he does, I'm glad that he's done those. But I'm not naive, nor am I enamored of President Trump. But he is our president. He is in the office. And he is under assault. The presidency, if you'll just take the person and the name off of it. Because it could be anybody else. It could be another type of president. People who hate President Trump, how would you feel if your candidate was under assault as the duly elected president the way this president is? Again, I'm not defending his policies, but I am concerned about the presidency. He's being assaulted by, obviously, the other side of the aisle, and that's fair game. That's politics. I don't even want to talk about that. He's being assaulted by his own party. What does that tell you? That tells you that they've got as much, that tells you that he's really, in my opinion, tells me that he really is maybe going to drain the swamp. And they're part of the swamp. You think the Republican established, the elite Republicans are not as much a part of the swamp as the elite Democrats are? Of course they are. And they're part of the problem. We've seen that in some of the votes that have been taken this year. Rather than govern and reform health care, which they all promised to do for 7 years, they couldn't get that done. Tell me that that's not dysfunction. But yet, and I'm convinced that part of that is a desire to not let this president succeed, his own party. The news media, my goodness, when have you ever seen a president under assault like the news media? And it'd be different if Everything that he did was justified in being assaulted. But it's not. Think about this. Ask yourself this honest question. Be intellectually honest enough to ask yourself this question. Is there anything that President Trump could do that New York Times, Washington Post, or the Huff Post, or Boston Herald, or whoever, that they would give him credit for? No, they're not going to do that. And then there is what some people call the deep state. I had never even thought much about the deep state until the last few years. I do believe there is such a thing, folks. I believe that there's a past administration that's creating a lot of havoc right now, and is bringing this presidency under assault, under attack, in a way that no president in my history, in my memory, has ever had to deal with. Now, again, I'm not talking about his policies, whether you like them or not. I'm talking about the kind of assault that the presidency, the duly elected president, is under. This is what frightens me. If this is the kind of thing that can happen, if the press is not objective enough, if we've got a deep state that's trying to get a president out of office when no real evidence has been found yet, that concerns me, my friends, and it ought to concern you, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican or mugwump. This is not healthy behavior. This is not healthy. When we're not dealing with the truth, when we're not curious about finding out what the truth is, that's not good for America. And that's why I'm concerned about us right now. And you should be too. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.